Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
Church leaders urged to provide guidance to voters. Speaker calls for dignified conduct among members of parliament ahead of Ghanaian president's address. And Kenya's central bank warns that banknote bouquets could land people in jail. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. Opposition United Front for a Strong Foundation leader Tsenga Lumbwe has urged the church not to shy away from advising its congregants to vote for responsible leaders in the upcoming August general elections. Mr. Lumbwe was reacting to a recent pastoral letter from the Zambia Conference of the Catholic Bishops in which the bishops cautioned priests against using church pulpits to spread political messages ahead of the elections. Speaking to RCV News on Saturday, Mr. Lumbwe said that the pastoral guidance by the bishops confirms that poor governance and the failures being experienced in the country cannot be separated from the role of church leadership in shaping values within society. He urged the church to provide guidance to its congregants and to champion responsible leadership through all available platforms. The people who must understand the complexities of politics are church leaders because they possess knowledge and influence and should therefore guide the people accordingly, said Mr. Lumbwe. He has further called on the church to play an instrumental role in ensuring that voters elect responsible and accountable leaders.
And where in a political environment the political discourse is not issue-based, if it's not issue-based, then what that tells you is that the average voter will revert to their ethnic belonging, and therefore the election itself turns into an ethnic competition because they are not issue-based. People will fall back to their own ethnic grouping for security. So when you talk about uniting the opposition, you are uniting ethnic groups. That's all you're doing. What Zambia is looking for is an emergence of a new type of political leader.
Prisons Care and Counseling Association Preska Executive Director Godfrey Malembeka has called on government to intensify voter education in correctional facilities ahead of the 2026 general elections, saying incarcerated persons are also key participants in the country's democracy. Mr. Malembeka says inmates must be adequately informed about the electoral process and the importance of choosing leaders of their choice. Speaking to RTV News and Saturday, Mr. Malembeka noted that despite being incarcerated, eligible inmates retain their democratic rights and should not be left out of national civic processes. There's need for voter education sensitization so that those that are eligible to vote can do so based on informed decisions, said Mr. Malembeka. He said enhanced voter education would help ensure informed participation and strengthen democratic inclusion. He further revealed that Preska is engaging potential corporate partners to work with government, the Electoral Commission of Zambia and other stakeholders to deliver comprehensive voter education programs in prisons. Mr. Malembeka also recalled that in the 2021 general elections, inmates did not receive sufficient voter education, a situation he said should not be repeated as the country heads to the 2026 polls.
I would like the Zambian government, the cooperating partners, to think of incarcerated people, because now they are voters. They are participants in our democracy. We need to start the voter education. We need to sensitize them. They have not received enough voter education. They need to know the importance of choosing leaders of their choice. So we are it's getting a bit late. We need to be organized.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has urged members of parliament to conduct themselves in a dignified and orderly manner ahead of an address by the President of Ghana scheduled for Thursday, 5th February 2026. Ms. Moti made the call today during communication from the Speaker session as Parliament resumed sittings, emphasizing the importance of decorum during what she described as a significant diplomatic occasion for the House and the nation. She reminded the lawmakers that the address by the Ghanaian head of state would be a moment of national and international importance, requiring members to uphold the highest standards of parliamentary conduct. The House must rise to the occasion and demonstrate the dignity befitting this august assembly, said Ms. Moti. Meanwhile, Ms. Moti has urged members of parliament to ensure the completion of Constituency Development Fund CDF office projects within the year, emphasizing the need for accountability and timely delivery of development initiatives. BYZ founder and chief executive officer Ivan Sengoma has welcomed the decision by some manufacturers to reduce prices of commodities. Mr. Sengoma says the move taken by the manufacturers to reduce the prices of commodities such as bread, meat and melamel is commendable. In an interview with Sanisi in the Circa, Mr. Sengoma expressed optimism that the development will enable consumers to benefit from the economic gains achieved by the government. He further noted that many consumers will be relieved from the pressure of high prices of goods and services. The BYZ chief executive officer has since implored other manufacturers who have not yet reduced the prices of their commodity to follow suit. Mr. Sengoma also encouraged the government to continue implementing measures that will further create a conducive environment for the manufacturing sector to produce goods and services at a lower cost. He has further urged the public to support local manufacturing firms by purchasing locally produced goods and services, saying it is key in growing the local economy. In African news, Kenya's central bank has warned people against using banknotes to make floral-like bouquets and decorations, which has become a trend in the East African nation. They are often ordered in the run-up to Valentine's Day and have been popularized by celebrities and online influencers who share videos of themselves presenting such bouquets during celebrations. To make the cash bouquets, knots of different colors and value are rolled and then fastened together in a style that makes them look like a bunch of flowers. But the Central Bank of Kenya says the creators are defacing the Kenyan currency and could face 7 years in jail if arrested. Coming up shortly, Iran's president says it will negotiate with the U.S. This and for more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Metcos and Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said Iran will pursue negotiations with the U.S. after a request from friendly governments in the region to respond to a U.S. proposal for talks. In a statement,